T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
A man held by police in the sexual assault of a 70-year-old girl in Chatham is due in court today. The assault happened during an online e-learning session witnessed by a teacher who then called police. Chicago School CEO Janice Jackson called the incident disturbing and adds that when classes are in person, it's often a teacher or a counselor who first notices a student who may be having issues at home. DCFS has already reported a dramatic decrease in the number of cases reported, and the reasons partially, says Jackson, are because there are fewer watchful eyes looking at students, connecting with students to make sure they're safe. An Evanston man will resume and remain behind bars on charges of fatally shooting a developmentally delayed man over this past summer.
Prosecutors say it happened the morning of July 23rd near the Howard Red Line station. 26-year-old Shaquille Coleman and another man had planned to purchase drugs and got into a physical argument with a group of men, and shots rang out. Investigators say 20-year-old Brian Carrion, who lived in a home for developmentally delayed youth nearby, somehow got involved in a chase and was shot multiple times by Coleman. Tribune reports Coleman, who was convicted of burglary back in 2012, has been denied bail. Another court hearing is set for next week. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Governor Pritzker says COVID-19 is spiking, and he's concerned.
Yes, I am deeply concerned. Let me be clear. We are in a new wave here. Anybody that hasn't noticed this, turn on the television. We're in a new wave of COVID-19.
The Illinois Department of Public Health reporting more than 4,500 new confirmed cases of COVID-19, the highest one-day case total since the pandemic began. 38 new deaths have been reported in Illinois. The fired senior pastor at Harvest Bible Chapel is receiving nearly $1.5 million in a settlement. The church's elders say Pastor James McDonald will get the assets of the Walk in the Word TV, radio, and digital series and a property in Crystal Lake. McDonald, who led the church for 30 years, tells the Daily Herald that he believes his dismissal was a hostile takeover of the church. Hundreds of people in the north suburbs got a chance to square up what they owe in traffic and parking fines. It's called Amnesty Week in Lake County, and the circuit court clerk, Aaron Cartwright Weinstein, says wiping out additional fees, some as many as a few thousand dollars, isn't the only benefit.
It helps if you've lost your driver's license and you can't get your driver's license back until you've paid your fines. You know, and we've also seen certain cases not be expungible because the fines and fees haven't been paid. And so for people to move on and obtain jobs, those cases that are expungible and we can clean them up off of their record, then when they go to apply for jobs, that's not hanging over their head and they're more desirable to an employer.
The amnesty program also brought in $310,000 to Lake County, which would likely have never been collected.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.